First, a look at the new National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. Donald Trump picked him yesterday to fill the post left vacant by Mike Flynn, who was forced to resign. McMaster has gotten a lot of praise, but it's a difficult job for anyone. Former Army Colonel John Nagle has known and worked closely with McMaster as a fellow soldier and scholar for more than 20 years. I asked him what McMaster is like as a person.
HR is the most bullheaded, nicest, smartest, most ego-free person I think I've ever met. I was with him on Friday afternoon for a previously scheduled event here in Philadelphia. He gave a talk at the Foreign Policy Research Institute here on the Army's modernization plans. He is absolutely dedicated to taking care of America's national interests around the globe, an absolutely committed public servant, razor sharp, and actually every once in a while, even a little bit funny.
And what is he like as a military officer?
He is the most demanding trainer of men, the best implementer of both tactics and strategy, and the best military leader, I think, of his generation.
Lots of superlatives. He's also a bit of a maverick.
Yeah, it's super irritating. I really want to be able to tell you something bad about him. I keep coming back to George Packer's line that he's getting a little bit thick around the middle, a line I used on him again on Friday. That's all the dirt you're going to get on this guy. The Army hasn't loved him. He's been very critical of some of the Army's thinking and the Defense Department's thinking about the nature of future war. He is a guy who will do what he believes is right to the detriment of his own career, never, never to the detriment of his troops.
Doesn't sound like he would have trouble speaking truth to President Trump.
I think that that's the really remarkable thing about this appointment. The president has chosen a man who is absolutely unafraid to go toe-to-toe with anybody, including the President of the United States, say what he believes, fight absolutely tooth and nail for what he believes is right. Ultimately, at the end, he is a serving Lieutenant General. He will salute the Commander-in-Chief, literally, and will execute the orders to the utmost of his abilities. But I tell you, I think the President is going to have a hard time convincing HR that he's wrong.
How do you think he'll handle managing a sort of complicated committee-like structure? You know, you mentioned his bullheadedness.
The good news here is that he's got a very good relationship with Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, with John Kelly, the Secretary of Homeland Security. He will be respectful of the cabinet secretaries. He understands how executive agencies work, and he will make the trains run on time. He's not ideological. He understands, for instance, that while we are facing a significant threat in radical Islamic extremism, the Islamic world is not our enemy.
John, he's going to have to go up against the president's chief strategist, though, Steve Bannon. I mean, you say he's not ideological, but Steve Bannon clearly is.
I'd buy tickets to watch that fight.
And you, any insight you can give us about how McMaster will approach it?
HR will be extremely respectful and will be completely committed to his positions. He will attempt to use logic. He will rely upon history. He will rely upon his combat experience. And ultimately, I think one of the advantages HR has, so Steve Bannon has the president's trust. If it were not for Bannon, I don't think President Trump would have been elected. But HR has literal combat experience into wars, and we know the president has an awful lot of regard for that experience.
I know he's your friend, so you're not really the right person to ask this, but what do you think this appointment does to the credibility of the administration?
The administration badly needed a credible appointment. They needed someone who was seen as a professional, as a capable professional, who across the board in the national security community would be seen as wow.
Former U.S. Army Colonel John Nagle has known and worked with H.R. McMaster for more than a decade. Thank you so much.
Thank you.